The Bush administration says it's consulting friends and allies on how to respond to North Korea's admission that it has a secret nuclear weapons program. Administration officials say North Korea acknowledged the program early this month when a U.S. delegation confronted Pyongyang with evidence that it existed. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says President Bush considers the news troubling and sobering, but seeks a peaceful solution. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The United States has long suspected that North Korea might be violating a 1994 agreement to freeze its nuclear weapons program. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the United States recently acquired data that convinced analysts North Korea had a program to enrich uranium to make nuclear weapons.
Over the summer, we reached these conclusions. We became convinced that they had had this program ongoing for several years. There have been indications and hints, and I think you've all seen some of the reflection of that. But it was not possible several years ago to reach that conclusion.
Boucher says that the U.S. was aware of the program before Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly visited Pyongyang earlier this month. Kelly had planned to offer North Korea a new relationship with the United States, Boucher says, including possible economic and political steps to improve life for the North Korean people. But the data on the weapons program, he says, changed Kelly's agenda.
In his discussions with the North Koreans, he said, "You know, I was going to come here to tell you about a bold approach to improving our relationship and resolving some of these issues, but that's not possible if you're conducting this program."
U.S. officials say North Korea's uranium program violates a number of international agreements, including what's known as the Agreed Framework. It pledges international energy assistance to North Korea in exchange for freezing its nuclear weapons development. The State Department says the administration has not decided whether to walk away from the Agreed Framework, under which the U.S. pays for shipments of heavy fuel oil to energy-starved North Korea. But North Korea's actions, Boucher says, will be a big factor in that decision.
We know this is a very serious violation of North Korea's commitments. It's a very serious matter. We've called on North Korea to eliminate its nuclear weapons programs in a verifiable manner. We will watch and see if they do that.
So far, the administration is taking a different approach to North Korea than to Iraq, even though both countries are pursuing weapons of mass destruction. But administration officials say the two situations are quite different. Iraq, they point out, has demonstrated a willingness to use weapons of mass destruction. North Korea's huge standing army on the border with South Korea also could dictate greater caution in dealing with Pyongyang. Donald Gregg, former U.S. ambassador to South Korea, says that threat and North Korea's recent change in behavior are good reasons to try diplomacy.
The North Koreans have shown all kinds of signs of wanting to relate more positively with their neighbors and of wanting a better relationship with the United States, whereas Saddam Hussein has shown no signs of this whatsoever. He's been absolutely obdurate in his opposition to what we want, whereas the North Koreans have been sending signals that they are trying to turn over a new leaf.
Most significant, says Donald Gregg, is North Korea's recent apology to Japan for abducting Japanese citizens and holding them for years in the North. Gregg says that apology by North Korean leader Kim Jong-il amounted to criticism of his predecessor and father, Kim Il-sung, who was responsible for the kidnappings.
It was a statement by the son who called his Confucian father to account for things done under his aegis in the past, and that is very difficult in a dynasty such as the Kim family.
Donald Gregg says North Korea's decision to own up to its nuclear program bodes well for a diplomatic solution. If North Korea did not want to negotiate, Gregg asks, why admit anything? U.S. officials currently are in Beijing to discuss what approach to use. They also plan consultations in South Korea, Russia, and Europe. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.